Okay, welcome to the translations dev room. We will have nice talks from different points of view at translations. This dev room would like to showcase that no matter your field of skills, no matter if you are a developer or an end user, translations are a great way to influence the adaptation of your project to make it welcome. To make it better for everyone and to actually change something if you want to contribute. So my kickoff talk will just showcase some ideas, and then with following talks you will see how some things can be done. If you were yesterday or on my lightning talk, don't worry, this one is kind. I'm not going to be ranting about anything here. Basically, in open source, you usually have tools for everything you need. If there is a tool that fills most of your needs, it's quite a good idea to adopt that tool and just add more features to that than inventing a complete new tool. That applies to translation software, that applies to any other software, and that also applies to translation file formats. Make it easy for everyone involved is very connected to not inventing solutions that are already there. The good thing is to use sustainable solutions to be sure that once you are building the community, you can keep that community, you won't be priced out away from your community of translators you build. And you can just create the features, the things you are missing. You can work on what you really need, not on the things that are already done, just a little bit differently than you would like to see. You will hear more about it in Niklas' talk, how to bridge the gap between Weblate and WordPress at 15:10. Then important part for translations is to make it easy for everyone. Yes, let's say you are a developer and you want to make it easy for you, so you are just accepting pull requests in your GitHub repository or merge requests in your GitLab repository. Well, you know, not everybody is fluent with code hosting sites and working with Git, so make it easy for the contributors, but still keep it easy for you as a developer or for your management team. It's a diverse set of roles and skills in your team you are either having or you are trying to build with your community, so please mind everyone that's there, so they don't have to do regular tasks and something that can be solved easily. Make it easy to join localization. That's another thing. Make it to communicate to, that you really accept localizations, that you have the desire of the with your project, be it a small mobile app. You have plenty of spaces where you can tell your users that you are interested in enlarging the community and to make your software easy to start to use for different generations, for different countries all around the world, and so on. So make it easy to contribute. And even if you have the system and the system has the documentation, it's good to inform your community about how to start contribute. It's good to place there a contact that will be there for everyone who considers starting it and finding it hard. Responsibility to your community is important.